officers resulted in child pornography charges. The search warrant was executed yesterday morning at a Belleville residence. Charged with possessing child pornography is 31-year-old Adam Lumley of Belleville. He had a bail hearing yesterday afternoon. RCMP say one man has been found dead in a home southeast of Edmonton as they are searching for another man after a gunman shot and wounded two Mounties. Sergeant Patrick Webb in Killam says a 27-year-old man named Sawyer Robinson was seen leaving the home.
We can consider him right now to be a person of interest in the shooting of the two RCMP members, and we believe he could be armed and dangerous. He should be considered as a high-risk individual.
The pace of housing started slowly in January, but has remained robust. Canada Mortgage and Housing says strong home building activity will likely be to a boom the Canadian economy in the short term, but it could also signal overbuilding and could wreak havoc in the long term. A man has been arrested in connection with last month's bank robbery in Napanee. The CIBC at the Napanee Mall was robbed on January the 10th. Now, London police have arrested 42-year-old Andrew Thomas Hayes in the incident. Hayes faces multiple charges, not only for this certain case, but also for other cases in the London area and the Durham region. Police in Ontario are expressing frustration, saying highway carnage on Monday was completely avoidable. Police say a van carrying 13 migrant workers from Peru ran a stop sign before it was broadsided by a truck. The violent impact at a rural intersection killed 10 people in the van and the truck driver. The 45-year-old van driver was among those killed in the crash and has been living in Ontario for some time, but did not have the required license to drive a van of that size.
This crash did not have to happen, and these lives need not have been lost. Driver error is the largest contributing factor to collisions in Ontario.
Three workers survived the crash. Two are in critical condition, while one is in fair condition. Two of Canada's biggest airlines are launching new all-inclusive pricing that makes it easier to determine how much you are actually paying to fly. Both Air Canada and Porter unveiled plans to make advertised prices look more like final cost of a ticket by combining the extra charges that have been left out in the past. The new pricing structure will factor in all of those fees, surcharges, and taxes that customers wind up paying, which in some cases can virtually double the posted price of airline tickets. A new food study report released by the Conference Board of Canada says rates of foodborne illness in Canada are higher than in the United States. The survey by the Centre for Food in Canada says 8.5% of Canadian adults have experienced a foodborne illness in the last year, severe enough to cause them to miss work. That's 91X News to 201. Here's Dan Canatera with 91X Sports.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Canatera with 91X Sports. In other news, the Trenton Hawks, Golden Hawks, and Colbert Cougars are in action tonight, and there is a great chance the game could decide the winner of the Eastern Division. Colbert is 2 points back of first place, Trenton with only a few games remaining in the regular season. Puck drop is 7:30 in Trenton. A lawyer for Winnipeg Jets defenseman Dustin Byfuglien is going to trial. The Minneapolis native found himself in trouble off the ice last summer while boating while impaired. The trial date is set for June. Byfuglien was on the Chicago Blackhawks Stanley Cup winning team back in 2010. In the NHL, the Calgary Flames have inked defenseman and Belleville native Derek Smith to a 2-year contract extension with $1.5 million. The former Wellington Duke has 2 goals named assists in 32 games this season for the Flames. The Columbus Blue Jackets have agreed to terms with forward Vinny Prospel. It was a 1-year deal worth $2.5 million. The Czech Prospel has 33 points, including 9 goals in 53 games this season. In the NBA, there is only 11 games thrown upon us from the hardwood today, starting with the Toronto Raptors hosting the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks are 10-14 on the season and third in the Central Division. The 10-18 Raps look to start off on the right foot on an important homestand. In other action, a classic rivalry between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics is tonight. Celtics star Paul Pierce just became second on the all-time Celtics scoring list last night. He only trails Larry Bird, NBA Hall of Famer Larry Bird. That's sports. Here's John Boldrick with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly sunny with a high of -1. Tonight, clear and a low of -5. Thursday will be sunny with a high of +2. Right now, it's 1 degree. I'm John Boldrick with Dan Canataro. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.
This is 91X. CJLN.